having old go back a little here to the old time way. I remember a long time ago when people be out in the cotton field and they began to sing in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Say it again. Song that my grandmother used to sing a long time ago. Listen if you will.
No!
man that is born of a woman is full of trouble. But God promised he'll deliver us. He promised he'll take us through. I'm so glad today. Been lied on, when I've been ridiculed and criticized,
I must
tell him, y'all,
tell
I done come too far. I can't turn around now because he's been so good to me. And Paul,
tell
although sometimes I bet it's a hard to bear, I'm so glad we can lean on him. We can call on him.
Somebody might ask me, who was it that woke me up in this morning? I tell him, it wasn't nobody but Jesus.
I got to tell him, y'all.
God bless you and good morning. It's 15 minutes after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live, I am radio host Tommy D. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. What a powerful God we serve. Let's get back to more gospel music. To God be the glory.
What you gonna be when you grow up?
Man, I wanna be a policeman because I can lock up all the bad people.
I love being a doctor because I always like to help people.
Man, y'all trip, but I wanna be a basketball player. Y'all know all the basketball players make all the money.
I wanna be a singer.
What kind of singer?
A quartet singer.
You can't be y'all keep it quiet in there!
Thank you. ever stop and look back over your life and think about how good God has been to you. Think about how far he brought you and how he has kept you while danger was all around you. Have you ever been sick down on your bed and think about how God came in and moved your aches and pains? I'm sure somebody out there can agree with me today when I look to heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. The reason I want to thank you, Jesus, Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been good. You watched over me
all night long.
You've been good.
Let my eyes come open. Oh, one more. walk this morning, but look at you and I. Oh, it's all good.
You've been good.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
You've been good.
I know you've been so good to me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host, Tommy D. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got more music coming your way.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Let's get back to more gospel music. To God be the glory.
Lord, we got to keep moving.
We got to keep moving on.
And on.
Our way get hard. And if we keep the faith, we'll be saved by His grace. But we got
to keep moving.
Lord, we got to keep moving on. Say that one more time, y'all. Lord, we got
to keep moving.
In the name of Christ
Jesus. Talk to you for a little while. The race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but to those who keep moving on. And if we can keep our faith, sometimes I get off on by myself and say, oh, Lord, we got to keep moving.
You
gotta
hold
it on.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, our best, we'll be able to stand the test, but we got
to keep moving on.
down for me.
Change my life and now I'm free. With my heart, with my mind, all the time just with my hands, with my voice, it's my choice. With my walk, with my dance, it's my turn to. Through all of my days and all of my ways, I'm gonna praise God. With my heart, with my mind, all the time just with my life, with my song, all day long I'm going. With my words, the life I live.
Country
your church now.
My mother told me
Sister Jones. Jesus will always be there. Oh, my. Now I'm a grown man. Living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say. Sometime I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Yeah.
No,
I am
depending on you.
Sometime I tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus. Lord. Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few,
I'm depending.
Don't know what to do.
TV Channel 24 to watch the NFI television gospel broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music videos and to hear the Word of God here in Atlanta. To watch online, the web address is peopletv.org and click on the Watch Live tab. We pray the ministry will be a blessing to you.
I'm blessed.
Thank you.
I'm blessed. 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 Wish I could feel like blessed. I'm blessed.
Put your hands together.
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healing.
Oh, ha!
Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic in the HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Do you really know that man this morning? His name is Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Look, it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host, Tommy D. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got more music coming your way. Here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tune in with us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Our website nfiradio.com or listen by phone and call 347-215-8049. Now back to more gospel music. Good morning.
Yeah. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my God. I love my God to keep some bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan all day. I love the time that we be standing low-key. And I know they rockin' with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. I hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He's a true friend, just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, oh. Yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all the hatin' they talkin', it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson is a blessing. And that's the reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just tellin' y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
Best of me. Many times I threw up my hands, but he always saw the best in me.
joining the NFI Radio Gospel Network on Monday, February the 5th, 2024. It's Reverend Robert E. Ellison from Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. He'll be coming forth that at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Be sure to tune in. That's Monday, February the 5th, 2024, 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the writer and author of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, don't miss him right here at 9:30 a.m. Mondays, February the 5th, 2024, 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe that God's about to pass out miracles like Jonah. You get a miracle here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You don't know the hour, you don't know the day. So you better get ready, get your house in order. Jesus is coming back.
How many people we got here can say you're a child of God? Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Y'all ain't clapping, clapping your hands. Clap, clap your hands. Whoa.
Yes, I have.
I'm a child of God.
Child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Child of God.
Can I get me a witness?
Child of God.
How about a witness over here?
Child of God.
How about a witness right there?
Child of God.
Anybody here know you?
Child of God.
Get up out of the seat.
Child of God.
Let the world know.
Child of God.
You got the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost power? Anybody got the Holy Ghost power? Anybody got the Holy Ghost power? I've been dipped in the water. I'm not the same man since the Lord saved me. Can I get me a sanctified witness? Can I get me a sanctified witness? Can I get me a witness? Wave your hand real high. Let the world know you got the Holy Ghost. If you're not ashamed, if you know the Lord, let somebody know you got the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost power? Anybody got the Holy Ghost power?
On Monday, February the 5th, 2024, is Reverend Robert E. Ellison from Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. He'll be coming forth that at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Be sure to tune in. That's Monday, February the 5th, 2024, 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the writer and author of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, don't miss him right here at 9:30 a.m. Mondays, February the 5th, 2024, 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe that God's about to pass out miracles like Jonah. You get a miracle here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Pray that you've been blessed by the music thus far. Now let's join Reverend Robert E. Ellison from Fort Washington, Maryland, author and writer of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And now it's Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Good morning, Reverend Ellison.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you live from Fort Washington, Maryland. It's so good to be here with you this morning, and I thank you all for joining me. I realize that there are many things that you could be doing right now, but you chose to spend this time with me, and God bless you for it. There's so much to talk about and so little time, so I'm just going to get right into it. First, I want to tell you just a little bit about myself, because you want to know who's addressing you, who's talking to you. So I am a licensed and ordained minister of the gospel. I attended Bible college and seminary for several years. My background is in theology and biblical studies. Systematic theology is my major. I had the privilege and honor of graduating magna cum laude from my class. And that was all God's doing, and I have been blessed because of it. That opened some doors for me. One of them was in the area of writing, doing radio and television. And so I'm privileged to be here with you this morning. And I want to tell you, I am a man on a mission. And my mission is to be salt and light in the decaying world and to occupy until he comes. Well, what does it mean to occupy? It simply means to do what God has called you to do in this life that he's given to each and every one of us. God has given us a gift. That gift is life. If you are a child of God, if you have been born again, you have been gifted with unique talents and abilities to serve in the kingdom of God. And so this is what I desire to do. So once again, thank you all for joining me. I would like to start off the program by congratulating my good friend and dear brother in the Lord, Reverend Thurling Kearney. He's another man with a vision that was given to him by God in creating the NFI Network. That's one of the reasons why I'm here speaking with you this morning. I'm a part of that vision now, a part of his team. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. I've had the privilege to work with him over the years. I had the privilege of being with him on one of his previous broadcasts a few years back. And I was certainly blessed behind that, being a panel member on the program called Beating the Odds. And I want us to send a thank you out to Sister Harris. Sister Harris, from what I understand, has been praying for me for quite some time. The word that I got was that she missed hearing my voice, and now I'm back again broadcasting to you. So God bless you, Sister Harris, and all of those who are listening. God bless you, because without you, I'd have no purpose. I've had no reason to be here. So I'm here to uplift the name of Jesus. I am here to bring a message to you. And over the course of the next few weeks and months to come, I look forward to doing that, because God really has something that he needs you, that he wants you to know. This will be a provocative program. It will be one that will delve into issues that the church most often, sometimes not, may bring up. And so I'm not here to speak anything against the church, but working in concert with the church. In the context of the fivefold ministry, I serve as an evangelist. That's my office. I just want to shine the light on some things that many of the listeners may not normally hear in their churches. I've preached in many churches. I have spoken with people from different congregations. And I've seen things that I could address, maybe I will address, but not today. Today, I'm just going to lay the groundwork for what you can expect from me over the coming weeks and months, should the Lord tarry. But now I want to talk to you about running this race. The Apostle Paul speaks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We run a race in order to get a prize at the end of our race. This race that we are running is particularly difficult. It's a marathon, and there are many pitfalls along the way. When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way. signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. But again, I won't address all of these things today. There's not enough time. So much to talk about and so little time. I'm going to talk about time and how we're at the end of time as we know it. As we have come to know it. Oh, yes, my dear friends, we are approaching the finish line. And all of the indicators out there show us just how close we are. Some of you may be approaching the finish line as far as your health. Some of you approaching the finish line in various areas of life. The book of Hebrews tells us it is appointed to every man to die but once, and then the judgment. When you reach the judgment, it's an issue of whether you're going to be going to heaven to be with God, or you're going to hell apart from God. That's a choice that we get to make while we're here on this earth. We get to choose our destination, but the only way that we're going to make it to heaven is to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. That's pretty straightforward. There are no gray areas. Jesus tells it like it is. He is the only way. And so we're going to talk about quite a few things. Yes, indeed, I am excited. I am excited for the message that God has given me. I am excited for this time that we are living in. We are living in a time like no other time of any generation before us. These are exciting times. These are perilous times. There is so much going on around us, and people have so many questions as to what is going on. What should I believe? Why do they have these questions? Because there is so much deception in the world. Deception. Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 24, what we commonly refer to as the Olivet Discourse, where the disciples asked him, when can we tell of the time of your coming, meaning the second coming? Jesus was telling them the signs to look for, you know, like the signs that a runner looks for, the less that runner know just how far they have to go until they reach that destiny, that finish line. Well, Jesus spells it out in Matthew 24. And he tells them one of the first things that you look for, he says, take heed that no man deceive you. My friends, there is so much deception in this world today. You can't even believe the news that you watch anymore because in it, there's deception. There's manipulation. He speaks of other things, other signs to watch for. We have earthquakes in diverse places, places where they have never happened before. These things will take place. There will be pestilence. There will be famine. There will be false prophets. False prophets are everywhere. False Christs, people who pretend to be Christ. There's so much that we have to be on guard for. We're called to be Bereans, to study the scriptures for ourselves. Don't take my word for anything. You go to the Bible and you study the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to work. He will show you. He will teach you. Trust in the Lord. Love the Lord with all thine heart. I want you to join me for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in praise and thanksgiving, Lord, thanking you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I pray for those who are sick and hurting, those who have been abandoned, those who have recently lost loved ones, those who are in a state of depression. Lord, you have given me the message to come and to uplift these people in their spirits, to give them a sense of hope. But it was Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died for us and was resurrected on the third day. As he rose from the dead, he was our shining example, as he is now, even now, in heaven, that there will come a day of resurrection. There will come a day when all things are made new. Now, Father, I pray, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, I pray. My friends, I want to share a commentary with you, and it has to do with the condition of the world. It has to do with our race, our current race, the one that we are running. And as I share this commentary with you, this is going to lay out the groundwork for what you can expect from this broadcast from moving from today forward. I think it's fair to say that in today's society, we find ourselves literally wading through a cesspool of deception and misinformation, for lack of a better term. We listen to what we believe to be news, while what we are really taking in is ultimately drawing us away from the truth found in the Word of God. With the inception of AI, or artificial intelligence, such as ChatGPT and other technological advances, we find ourselves living in an age where the technology has advanced to the capability of even being a threat to humanity. The warnings, evil factions within our society with nefarious intentions of world domination remind us of the biblical account of the Tower of Babel, or some would say the Tower of Babel. That's in the book of Genesis, where man's attempt to circumvent the authority of God was unrestricted, thus prompting God to intervene. Now, God knew whatever man purposed in his heart to do, that he was fully capable of doing so. Meanwhile, unscrupulous people continue to alter the genetic makeup of mankind, supposedly in the name of so-called science. We're reminded of the biblical account of what took place in the days of Noah in Genesis chapter 6. More on that in an upcoming broadcast. I believe that I will use that for a topic in next week's broadcast. What happened in Genesis chapter 6 is more than meets the eye. I intend to delve deeply into Genesis chapter 6 to give you an overview, an understanding of what happened in the beginning and why things are the way that they are presently, and why God brought the flood like he did. The altering of genes and the mixing of humankind and animal kind has produced horrors beyond the imagination. The inception of AI has blurred the lines of reality to a point to where it's hard to determine what is real and what is not. Now, this is a technology that will ultimately lead to a cashless society, a digital currency in the form of a CBDC, or a central bank digital currency. It will come with a social credit scoring system that's already in use in some parts of the world even now. This system is unlike our current system of credit. It will be a system that's based on the use of biometric data, such as voice and palm recognition. We are already experiencing that now, as well as retinal scanning. It's a system of surveillance, and this system will include a digital ID that is unique to the individual. With this system in place, it will be possible not only to track and trace your every move, but also will allow for the control of what an individual is to be able to buy or sell. Right now, my friends, you see a collapse. You can listen to the experts. I'm not an expert on economics, but they're already talking about a collapse that's coming, an economic collapse like the world has never seen. So this not being able to buy or sell, okay, so this comes right out of the Bible, out of the book of Revelation chapter 13. This technology that I'm speaking to you about will ultimately lead to what is referred to as the mark of the beast. The technology is already here, is my point. As the world continues its downward spiral, as false Christ manifests on our streets and on social media platforms, simultaneously we're faced with the possibility of war on the horizon. As several nations and people groups continue in their saber rattling, the destabilization of the world's economy is rapidly becoming a reality. Most economists claim that an inevitable crash of our current financial system is close at hand. It will be replaced by this new digitized biometric system whose sole purpose will be geared to facilitate complete and total control of the world's population. This is what is coming. This is the reason why I'm speaking to you this morning. There will be many other subjects as the Lord leads me to speak on by way of the Holy Spirit that everyone needs to hear, in particularly the church. God has given the church the fivefold ministry: apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, and evangelists, in order to edify the church. And I'm merely one of those, the representation of one of those offices, sent to wake up the church to the reality of what is happening. While all of this is taking place, at the same time, we're undergoing upheavals in the earth as earthquakes multiply around the globe with more frequency and intensity. These earthquakes are occurring in places where they've never been any such record. This only adds to the instability of an already unstable environment. While the media, once being a trusted source of information, would have us to believe that we are experiencing are the effects of climate change, Jesus describes these events as birth pains, likening them to a woman in labor about to give birth. Given this analogy, we know that once the contractions begin, they only intensify from that point. As we experience these birth pains, it's imperative that we draw even closer to the Lord now as we are living in perilous times. I believe it's Romans chapter 8 that tells us that the earth groans in anticipation for the return of the sons of God. How does the earth groan? It groans by way of hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, what some would say natural disasters. No, it's not natural. Because when God created the earth, there were never any of these inconsistencies. God made it perfect until the fall of man. And at the fall of Adam, the earth fell along with him. That's the reality. And the reason for the resurrection is not just the resurrection of the human body. It's the resurrection of the entire creation that's going to take place. A restoration where all things will be made new. All things will be made right the way they were from the beginning. Oh, my friends, there is so much that I have in store for you. And if you can tell by the sound of my voice and the infusion of the Holy Spirit that's coming out of me at this very moment, God has something that he wants you to know. And once you know it, you can never go back. It will lift you above your circumstances, your problems, the obstacles of this life, your pain, your sorrow. There's a portion in the Old Testament says, it talks about that sorrow. The life of a man is but labor and sorrow. And soon he is cut off. And he flies away. My friends, we're going to fly away one day soon. It's coming. Oh, did I tell you? Oh, no, I didn't. I'm going to talk to you about the rapture. The snatching away of the church is coming. All of the signs for the second coming of Christ are here. We see them. But the rapture is a signless event. The snatching away of the saints in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. I want to talk to you about that in a future broadcast because this is something that God wants you to know in these last days. It's something that God wants you to keep in your heart. Jesus, our blessed hope, Titus 2:13. He is our blessed hope. He is our only way out of this chaos, this confusion, this corruption, and what is soon to be his judgment that's coming upon a Christ-rejecting world. But the promise that we have is that he's going to make all things new afterwards. That's the promise of heaven, my friends. Eternity. Look for it. Wait for it. Watch for it. It's coming. He's at the door, and he's about to open it. And to finish up, the instability of the dollar, in case there's any of you who put your faith in money, in riches, in earthly things. The dollar The instability of it is leading to inflation on levels like we've never seen. It's getting increasingly harder for the average person to live, with families finding it necessary to cut back on daily expenses just to be able to eat. Commerce is feeling the effect as many companies are forced to cut jobs to remain in business, barring the possibility of putting safeguards in place to stem the tide of this approaching tsunami of hyperinflation. The ripple effect of these economic factors are destined to usher in the inevitability of a cashless society. All these things are converging while simultaneously the Middle East remains a ticking time bomb as the war between Israel and Hamas threatened to erupt into a much larger war that could potentially engulf the entire region. While the war between Russia and Ukraine rages, rumors of war between China and Taiwan appears imminent. If that's not enough, the U.S. finds itself, along with members of its coalition of nations, in open conflict with Yemen as global shipping lanes in the Red Sea are hindered by Houthi rebels used as Iranian proxies. So what does all this mean? These and other signs tell us that we are approaching the finish line. Join me next week, my friends, when the topic of discussion will be the sons of God and the daughters of men. It's a study of Genesis chapter 6. I hope you will join me. It's been so nice talking with you this morning. I look forward for the time that we have together in the coming weeks and months, should the Lord tarry. I always have to make a caveat for the Lord, because we don't know how much time we have left. I can tell you, no man knows the day nor the hour of his return. But we know now that we are in the season. Thank you for listening, and God bless each and every one of you, and I'll see you next week. My friends, I'm back.
Can't wait to see you face to face and hear you call me by my name. And I can't wait to see those pearly gates and see my Savior
and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place,
heaven.
That's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place,
heaven.
That's where I wanna spend my time. I'm talking about one place. I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those magic. I wanna see the rose of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. Can't wait to worship with the angels, and you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence, and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one place, always on my mind. I'm talking about one place, it's where I wanna spend my time.
Broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh yeah, ah, don't let yourself down. Yeah, standing right there behind you, helping you to make up your mind. Just bring it. Well,
God and your love, and I want to say this evening that I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Yeah, but I tell
you,
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'm
at your house, bro. I have so much I could never give it all away. I am living in the overflow. 'Cause you make me rich when I receive your grace. Oh God, exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could ever think. You meet my needs, my storehouse grown.
Waking up from the pseudo reality, 'cause now I know my true identity.
I'm telling you this time,
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love hard.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm part of that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors, dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up through the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walk in dominion. That's why I win.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The past and people had me undermined, the Lord. My false surveyors
harder this time. I'm gonna be even bolder this time. This time,
this time.
I'm not going away
this time.
I won't run and hide
this time.
I won't compromise
this time.
I'm gonna love harder
this time.
I'm gonna live smarter
this time.
I'm gonna be even bolder
this time.
This time,
this time,
this time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that love to keep you so giddy. Oh, this kind of love, man, I was not ready. No, couldn't find another, no, it's not many. Matter if that's just his own God, no, it's not any. Ooh, when I call him, it's like it's automatic. You make sure I ain't got no static. You be showing out, and you keep on blessing me, that's no doubt. Yeah, I can't make this up. You keep coming through in a clutch. I know sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need your touch, yeah. Cause you're the truth, yeah.
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, want to thank God for 9 years to bringing you the Word of God and the very best in gospel music. We started on February 3, 2014, thank God for Jesus, and we are happy to announce that on Saturday, February 3, 2024, we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network Live. Starting at 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with recording artist with thank you jingles, the so pastors, and different people from various cities, join us for a marvelous celebration time on Saturday, February 3, 2024 live broadcast starting at 8 a.m.
Magic into our music.
I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all of my burden. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
I could have lost my mind, but God, I could have lost my hope, but God, you never left my side. I want the world to see. Been nothing but good to me.
Your mountains will fall.
No
mountains,
no valleys,
no
mountains, no
problems.
It
can't
delay
you.
bring one time. Let's go. The season was made for you. This time favor will carry you. One word in order for your life. I want to speak over you with congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's right time for celebration. You gon' see your elevation. If you didn't, no victory is your name. It's time for a greater change. I'm speaking into your season. Now you're winning everything. We out of fail, but you made it. Now your past is being faded. Hats off, Jenna. Big mouth. It's a celebration.
Listen. Everybody has a mountain and a valley season. You went through the shaking, beating, pressing. Now it's greater time to shine. Let's go!
I can already hear it. I can already feel 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 it. It's about to be a celebration.
Situations got the best of me.
I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God.
Hello.
Hello, God.
Hello.
Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
Hello,
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy.
Lord, I'm calling.
like.
Whatever.
back. Yes, Lord.